What is spiritual love? It could be a type of love that's rooted in a spiritual connection. It helps us find the purpose of our lives, in which we all have a different purpose. So the people we encounter from day to day, especially on a personal level, are either meant to spend their entirety with us or possibly only for a certain amount of time. Unfortunately, there's only two reasons they're there. We can be a blessing or a lesson. This is Adama Adama speaking about spiritual love on the Conscious Experience.
No need to explain. And you a woman in love, try to make it easier for me. Well, said, wherever you go, I want you to know the habit to call on me.
Everybody, we're back with another episode on the Conscious Experience. Hi, I'm your host, Adama Adama. As usual, you can reach me on Facebook, where I'll be posting my episodes. Donations are also welcomed. You can PayPal me at Sotis444 or Cash App me as well at Adama6686. Don't hesitate to email me at ChandrickAlexander1@gmail.com. You can check out my website at www.soultease.org. Great vibes, everyone. As I communicated earlier, spiritual relationships can be a lesson or a blessing. Although sometimes this can't be detected right away. Being spiritual can help us to really, really understand our relationships better. Even though we don't realize how big of an influence spirituality has on relationships, most of us prefer not to even engage in practices of the spiritual world. But whether we set it aside or not, it helps us to connect to something much bigger than ourselves. Unfortunately, the way we see love is very critical to the way we live and who we live with. That's why basing love on lust, material things, and possessiveness could lead us down the path of always searching, feeling empty, lonely, confused, as if we're missing something. So we start all over again, same love, different person. You know, it can really be repetitive and hurtful at times. Spirituality helps us to learn ourselves and others, you know, helps us to connect with our inner selves. Knowing who we are gives us a clear picture of what we want, need, and deserve. So whether our relationship's a blessing or a lesson, we cut out negativity and learn how to truly care for one another based on the true meaning of love. Now, with that being said, blessings in our lives complement our efforts in building a life that's meaningful. Like, for instance, two people can come together and work harmoniously with one another for humanity, or maybe have children, get married, and raise those children together for the long haul, you know. You got some people that'll come in and heal your heart due to the ones that didn't stay. Now, on the other hand, there are life lessons as well, because, you know, these are the types of relationships that we all confuse ourselves with. You know, we confuse ourselves with the thought of it being long term and stable. There's so many of us that come together not knowing the background or history of the other's life. So we go into connections thinking that the other person may have the same amount of love to give, you know, or just because they were nice the first couple of weeks that their attitudes and actions are going to stay the same. Now we're blinded, you know, we're blinded by what's in front of us, not knowing the actual true intentions of a person because we automatically assumed, you know, not noticing our own codependencies. You know, we cling on to that feeling of trustworthiness. And once that detached person feels that latch, they start to pull away. So all your fears and childhood wounds and neglect that start to come up, you know, and now you both made the relationship toxic as hell, you know, because neither one of you noticed the red flags. Never to ever realize that you both need healing. So you finally see after the separation that just maybe you were put in this person's life for a reason. Just maybe you were both there to bring out what needed to be healed within the two of you. So now it's time to focus and reflect on why, when, where, and how. Spirituality comes when you don't ever had a knowledge of it. You know, it's like kind of sneaks up on you. You don't even know that you're actually being spiritual. You know, it helps you to go within and take a look at what's ailing you. Once life lessons, you know, hit your life, it gives you and the other person something to work on, something that your soul needs, involving emotional issues such as abandonments, rejection, or personal power issues. Then you attract, you know, you attract a soulmate, the right soulmate, to help you grow spiritually. Now, in order for that certain purpose to be revealed, because like I said, sometimes it's not revealed until later in the relationship, we have to connect to our spiritual selves, learn to meditate, do yoga, or spend some time in nature. So going back to what I was stating earlier, a lack of spirituality can harm a relationship. It can. Because if you don't know who you truly are, and you're not aware of your life's purpose, then you can pick the wrong person who's not going to support you or your life purpose. Just say you were trying to have your own business, entrepreneurism. You need to have people working with you that have passion and helpers that have a heart towards others, you know, like you do. You know, if y'all don't have the same shared interests, there's going to be some conflicts that'll slow down the process of your relationship. This is a big error that can put a heavy, heavy impact on y'all lives. Basically, it is very important to tap into our spiritual sides, because our spirituality can help us understand why people in our lives, you know, whether it's to create something meaningful, or to teach us important lessons that supports our growth. So whether our relationships are one-sided or two-sided, just with a lack of spiritual connection, the maintenance of quality and longevity of our relationships might just suffer. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Adama Adama, and this is The Conscious Experience. Namaste. There's a man standing there who understands how hard it is.
You heard what